Hi, and welcome to another thrilling adventure of Charting Your Course podcast. I'm Jeff Moore, your host. Well, before I get started in my litany today, I want to talk about what the market's doing and everything. So I have my usual list of good sectors and dog sectors. The S&P is returning 7.73% year to date, which is pretty darn good. The NASDAQ composite is 7.31%, and the Russell 3000 is at 7.22%. Those are the top three major indexes. Now, the economic sectors still leading the pack is informational technology. It's been really kicking butt in the last couple of years, as you well know. And then communications right behind it. And financials this year has moved up. They're actually in third place, and they've been averaging year-to-date about 8%. Now, the real dogs, consumer discretionary, utilities, and real estate, those are the worst returns so far. But the interesting thing is nobody's negative year-to-date, so the market's doing pretty well. We're pretty healthy. So that's what's going on there. Now, today I want to tell you about my experiences in the financial industry. I've been doing this for, I guess, 38, going on 39 years now. And I know what you're thinking. What's he going to whine about today? Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to whine about broker dealers. Let me explain as to how my industry works and what I try to accomplish at BBAFP. First, BBAFP is known as an independent. Now, we're not big, but we're also considered pretty good for our size as far as business goes. We take clients from just starting out investing to having millions of dollars with us, and it works out pretty well. Everybody gets the respect that they deserve and the time that we need to help them out. Because I'm small and I'm independent, I don't work for a company. I work for the client, and that's where independent comes from, I guess. Let me give you an example. There are companies out there, Prudential and Equitable. If I worked for them, I'd basically be working for the company. I would be answering to somebody who would tell me what I could and couldn't sell to my clients or the best ways to do whatever I do with them as far as planning goes. Now, that said, they're good companies. There's nothing wrong with either one of the companies. And the people that work for them, they like the security of getting benefits and not having to worry about paying rent and hiring people to work for them. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, to me, I think it's too limiting. Then you have the large broker dealers like Edward Jones and LPL that are huge. They have thousands of professionals in there. And again, these professionals like that kind of situation where there's just so much, I don't even know how to explain it really. They're just so huge that they get offered tremendous sums of money to come in with them. And they just deal with whatever's going on. Again, though, these broker dealers, they pretty much tell them how they have to run things and what's going on. It's hard for somebody that's as small as I am compared to them. I mean, these people have mega millions that they manage, and I'm on the small end of that. So if you compared me into an ocean of whales, I'd be the guppy. That's probably how it would be, and I get, because of my size, I probably get very little support, and it'd be very hard for me to stay profitable. So generally, when I'm out there looking for a broker dealer, I look for a small broker dealer with a good reputation that likes the size of BBAFP. But the problem that I'm having is over the last 10 years, every time I go with one of them, a year or two later, companies like LPL buy them out, leaving me to find a new one. And so here lies the problem. Every time I have to move, my clients have to sign transfer paperwork. And some of them get a little bit nervous as to the change because they don't really understand what the broker-dealer does and how it affects them. But after I explain it and they understand that it doesn't affect their accounts in the least, just affects that the fact that I can get my eyes on them and keep doing what I do for them, they're fine. And right now, most of them are probably getting used to it, and they're gonna, you know, give me an earful. Because with all that said, it happened to me yet again. My broker dealer has been purchased by LPL. I wasn't even with them for 2 years. So all my clients and soon to be clients, here we go again. I honestly don't know how I can sit across from the president of a broker dealer and ask them point blank if they're being sold or have plans to sell. And they look at me straight-faced and swear up and down and to every known God in the universe that there is no way this is going to happen. Then in less than a year later, they announce that they sold. It just amazes me. I could never sit across from a client and boldly lie like that and expect to keep my license. It just amazes me. Look, I could go on about this all day long. And poor Ursula, that's all she's heard about for the last 3 weeks. Just about me walking around the office, whining about having to do it all over again. But on the positive side, we're rolling in the spring. And that means, yep, you guessed it, another softball season awaits. Last year, I made the mistake of being the assistant manager. I can assure you that will never happen again. That's an experience that I wouldn't wish on anybody. It's kind of like being the president of a condo association. There's no advantage, trust me. Hey, but listen, if you're over 50 and live near the Cape, take a look at the Cape Cod Senior Softball League. It's a lot of fun and it's very competitive. They're even starting a co-ed league this year. Well, that's what I've got for you this time around. Thanks again for listening. Ursula and I'd like to wish you a great spring. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at jmoore@bbayfp.com. Take care.